Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
If you're a fan of the V8 supercars, I've got to say, the 2016 season has slipped by in a heartbeat, and there's so much excitement from a lot of fans with the race coming to Newcastle next year. Great to have Greg Russ from V8 Supercars with us again this morning. And hey, Rusty, apparently Scafie's a little bit excited about it coming to Newcastle. He's like a kid on Christmas morning.
Todd, good morning to you, and you're probably reacting to something that he said on Inside Supercars the other night. I mean, he's had a few missions up there to have a look at the proposed layout and some of the work that's going on. I mean, and he draws the parallel, mate, of it being in parts, very Monaco-esque, and in some other sections almost like San Francisco. So, I mean, he's actively talking to people that's what Newcastle will look like on television, and there are some fantastic spots for fans there to enjoy the action as well.
Mate, can I take it one step further than that and keep your eyes open when you come to town next year? I'm going to be on a boat in the harbour in my swimmers just watching it all go by.
There's a sight we could do without, but I've got a close friend of mine that runs an air conditioning business up there, and he is raving about the energy around town on this. So yeah, we can't wait to get there for the inaugural event at the end of next season. It's going to be great.
All right, just be careful if you see someone and you make a remark about the whale and the budgie smugglers. It could just be me, all right?
I'll leave you to that.
Yeah, thank you very much. Codes high, Sydney 500s. I've got to say, it must be so frustrating for the drivers. It's been a very interesting season, but the leaderboard pretty much is just moved around a little bit, and it's all Red Bull plus Red Bull spin-off, really.
Well, you know, when you get to the pointy end of a National Rugby League Premiership or a, you know, an AFL Premiership and so on, you kind of get down to a couple of key teams, and that's what's happened here. We're down to two key drivers from the same team, and basically they're going to go head-to-head this weekend, both Shane Van Gisbergen and Jamie Whincup. But Shane has a 191-point advantage. He can wrap up the title in the first race on Saturday with a fifth-place finish or better. So it could be done on Saturday, and that would be the first time for a Kiwi to win the Australian Touring Car Championship since Jimmy Richards in 91. It'll be a huge feat.
Oh, dear. It's bad enough they beat us at other sports, but we've got to keep the Kiwis out.
Well, I mean, Jamie Whincup doesn't win six championships. I mean, he's got all sorts of arsenal up his sleeve here from those six titles, and he will absolutely give it his all. It's Van Gisbergen's to lose. It's difficult to see it not going to the Kiwis trophy cabinet, but stranger things have happened at Sydney. It's a crazy pinball machine layout, as you know, and we've seen some big accidents there over the years, so who knows?
And I suppose the reality of it is you've got a team. Jamie Whincup can do some bizarre things, and we've seen that over the last couple of years or so, but 9 times out of 10, he's rock solid. And that's a problem with Shane Van Gisbergen. He is rock solid as well, and he gets it from the get-go.
Spot on, mate. And this is something that Greg Murphy, his countryman, picked up on earlier in the year. I mean, the four-time Bathurst winner was saying as far back as April that he thinks Van Gisbergen could go on and win the title, and that consistency that delivered him or put him in the position he now is. I mean, you've only got to look at the recent Enduro Cup. He was on the podium at Sandown, Bathurst and on the Gold Coast, and that's been key, that sort of form at the back end of the year that's helped him into this position for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's been a very, very interesting season. What we might do is catch up with you in the next couple of weeks or so and get a wrap and get your high and low points and how you see 2017 looking. And, of course, as I said, very exciting for Newcastle and the Hunter with a race next year. So, mate, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Look forward to it.
2NUR FM 103.7.